I'll push the goddamn button then.
Push the button.
The beautiful shiny button.
Hey everybody! Hey. Welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and I'm here with the more or less usual cast of characters. Eric Rice is here.
Ah, aloha! I've been vanished.
You've been banished.
Vanished.
Oh, you haven't been banished, or you have vanished. Yes, with Acme Vanishing Cream.
Yes, my gatekeeper. Like four people will get that, incidentally, for those that actually played that game, which I don't even remember. It was like a VCR game. You are banished! Yes, my gatekeeper.
I thought it was a Ghostbusters reference.
No.
I'm like, I am not the keymaster, but okay. Michael Gaines, Starman, is here.
Bow ties are cool.
Bow ties are cool. And so are fezzes. Michael Gaines, the only guy I know that complains more about getting a new computer than anybody. Casey Kasem.
You know, you can suck at Trebek.
Casey Kasem.
I like Max.
wrong show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah.
Did that whole Apple lawsuit Samsung thingy happen between the last show and this show?
Yes.
I believe it did.
All I know is I was kind of light on the Google for a couple of weeks because I was in Hawaii. And then I was a week in the Oregon coast, and so I'm posting stuff. I come back the day that the ruling is in Apple's favor, and holy crap, butt hurt plus.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. You know what? Beep. Every single one of those fanboys, any fanboy as far as I'm concerned, needs Calvin peeing on a Ford, you know, or an Apple or an Android logo.
Yeah.
Because you guys are geek rednecks. That's it. just put your stickers on your car and be like, yeah, I got my Android.
Doesn't matter what a court of law comes up with or, you know, a jury with a foreman who actually has had to defend his own patents before. It's not like they had a jury full of people that didn't know what the hell they were looking at, you know.
Whatever.
Get over it. You know what?
There will come a day.
What? When OJ finally gets caught? Oh.
No.
If the glove fits, I must acquit.
Google just got a patent on recognizing objects in video.
I met Johnny Cochran once.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's going to wipe out a ton of apps. You see, we're going to look back on when people called Microsoft the evil empire and the Borg and just chuckle like, oh, shucks. Oh, you.
Yeah.
Google's going to do it in ways that we can't even comprehend. They're going to be like Microsoft Monsanto. Watch.
Oh, God.
That's my prediction. So, whatever.
Mangoes. That did happen, and I don't know. Do you think that like people on the jury were all like, "I loves my iPods," or do you think that it was
probably
like,
because normal people
don't care.
Although
that much.
I do got to say, I saw a Nexus 7 commercial. It looked exactly like an iPad commercial.
They're finally kind of getting it down.
It's the dude with his kid camping, and they're like playing with all these apps and watching a movie. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not nice. You get a little iPad app in front of it.
Yeah, I'm they're learning how to do it from Apple and pull at those heartstrings, you know?
Right. I saw a picture today of a new HTC tablet, which looks exactly, no exaggeration, exactly like an iMac.
Tablet looks like an iMac.
Yeah, so it's essentially I don't want to use the word round the corners, but the way that they have the round the corner set up is that it's on the bottom of the device of the tablet. It's got a silver strip with a button in the middle that looks like an iMac with the Apple logo in the middle. It was just so blatantly.
You can get a rectangular glass with a custom case that you can open a browser and post your stupid cat pics to the internet. It doesn't really matter what you use now, does it?
Finally.
You ain't sequency. Trust
sequence?
me. You're not sequencing the human DNA. Sequence. So you know what? Get out of here with your...
That's what they need to do. Make tablets with sequins, and then Apple will leave them alone.
Oh, bedazzle it.
So will everybody, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Or vajazzle it.
Oh, what are you doing with your iPad? No, oh, not that kind of iPad.
That sounds painful.
Oh, that reminds me, I posted the... Did you see the vampire tampon... what do you call it?
Yes.
I miss all the good stuff.
I forgot what it was. I posted it the other day, and it turned into a whole debate about, oh, because it was called, it was a reusable, like, panty liner. It was a panty liner with, like, a vampire on it. And so it turned into a whole, like, reusable, oh, gross. And then, like, all the hippies jumped in, and they were like, but that's like reusing diapers. That's okay. It saves money, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, the cloth like, diaper people.
It was, yeah, it was a joke because like, it was a vampire, which is fictional in the first place. Everybody gets butthurt over
it. Thanks for stopping by, Crunchies. Here they go. Yeah, it was the sexy vampire reusable menstrual goddess from Etsy.
Of course. Of course. Did you find out about this on Regretsy?
No, I think it was on... Or no, actually, I don't know where I found it.
Regretsy is one of the greatest sites ever.
It may have come from Are You Drunk Pinterest.
Yeah, same type of thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure where to go from there. Isaac hit land last night. Everybody was freaking out, and I don't think it was really that big a deal, was it? Or some power outage?
No.
The hurricane. No. We're talking about a hurricane.
Oh.
Obviously, yesterday it wasn't that big a deal.
Yes, no. See, the problem is yesterday was a day that two major video game things happened. Mm-hmm. So pretty much nothing happened. Time. It was
that was a hurricane.
A major, yeah, right? It was a major update for World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for the expansion that's coming out in September, and then Guild Wars 2 launched. Both epic in their own right, both requiring a significant amount of time and attention. So yeah, hurricane, whatever. That was just server lag.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we want to play the unnecessary censorship of Skyrim while we're talking about video games?
Yes, do it.
I don't know where I even saw this today, but.
I love unnecessary censorship.
Unnecessary censorship is always funny, and someone did it with Skyrim, so let's have a listen. All right, get on with it. Oh, there's an intro.
Of course.
Come on.
Why are you here? Did you f*** me? I demand that you leave at once and never speak of this again.
So you're interested in my
The only thing I dislike about my husband's is the cold. Why is it always so cold?
If you need anything, say the word. I can steal a decent.
Ha! I believe in civility among seasoned warriors, and I find your worthy of my.
I never thought I'd the of that dragon.
You've not only earned your payment, but my as well. And leave me friend.
That's a great that character, by the way.
Yeah. We're vampire
f***ers. The Dawnguard were one of and they will f*** us hard to get it.
The sooner we get the scroll home, the sooner we f*** my father.
I am the f*** of a god.
Your d*** is dark. Oh, yes, so dark.
In all my years, I've never s*** such a d***.
Alden, if you're going downstairs, you keep your d*** to yourself. Or we'll be getting better acquainted. You know what's wrong with Skyrim these days? Everyone is obsessed with
I can with the best of them. Let me show you a few things.
Put on my breast. Allay her fear through vampiric seduction. And when she is in a pliant condition, embrace her and her ass. Nature will take care of the rest.
Don't get in my way, and I won't tell your off. Simple, isn't it?
Shut up. Yeah,
all right, there you go.
It sounds like some of them were almost done. Intentional.
Yeah.
I was certainly waiting for Cicero to pop in there. Talking about the Night Mother.
Well, I was thinking about restarting Skyrim because I got to a place where I fucked up. I fucked
up. That's right. You were stuck or something, weren't you?
Yeah, I did something wrong and I can't go back. So I put it away, and now it's been long enough that maybe I can start over and not care.
It's a good game.
Yeah, I liked Batman better.
Arkham Asylum?
What?
Yeah, and the other one. The first one. Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Arkham City was the second one, I guess.
Whatever. Yeah, those are good games.
I was thinking about getting the new Transformers one. That looked good.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Whatever floats your boat.
It does. So,
I'll be going down the Guild Wars path.
Guild Wars 2 is free to play, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing how that works.
Pay for the
game and free to play. That's nice.
Can I just say something real quick about how they make money? They have some things in the game that you can buy. Some of them are just
awesome
cosmetic. Some of aviator them glasses. You need. Yeah, aviator glasses. But then you get these chests, and you have to buy keys in order to unlock the chests. And so that.
What's wrong with your chest?
Forget it.
I was listening to a new show today on the way home.
What was it?
It was, I forget what it was called. It was called the Lexus or something like that. it wasn't about cars though. It was called the Nexicon.
All right, I'm leaving now.
No, but I decided I can't listen to that before I do this show because I always hear stuff that I want to talk about, and then you guys are just doing the same show twice. the Nexicon is another show that Starman and Casey do. The one I heard was one with Wonder Woman, and
last week.
It was last week.
I guess it was last week's. And there was something that I was going to talk. It's the Star Wars game is now free.
Free to play.
It's going to be free.
It's
in November.
It hasn't gone yet.
They basically just screwed themselves royally.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to fix it.
It is the only way to fix it because they made one major mistake is that they didn't have content when you reach max level. That was they had other things, but that was the biggest problem.
So you were just like done when you got there.
Yeah, and we told them back
no
in July.
Replayability.
Well, you're last bored. Year
you could roll another character. I mean, you could just do that over and over again, but.
I think they were, betting on with their whole legacy system that more people would roll other characters and play a lot of alts. But, and I mean, some people that play MMOs are do that a lot. But I, for one, don't. Like, I stick with my main, and play the hell out of that. And so, yeah.
Two is my limit on characters with a couple of miscellany around.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I have three mains. One is my main. The other one was my original main, which I stopped playing because I didn't like playing healers.
Doesn't really make
in,
the others mains main, anymore. Main.
Well, no, I say main.
You're
main because
all my favorite. I like all of you.
I had a main that the game, the character I started the game with, and healing when I was doing Nax 40, which was just horrible as a healer. I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just way too much stress.
On tonight's episode of Warcraft Underpants.
Yeah,
right.
And then I have a third character that I use simply as a farmer.
The other thing that I heard of, and I wanted to make a comment, whenever I listen to you guys, I want to like yell back because I'm so used to talking to you.
See, that's why we're on this show, so we can talk back to you directly.
I know, it's great.
Right to your face.
Was that what the Lord of the Rings thing is now for Mac? And what I wanted to say was like,
Lotro?
Are these games ever going to acknowledge that, hey, a lot of people are using Macs these days? Or is there just not a lot of gamers using Macs?
Well, I guess it depends on the... Like, the big companies, they probably have the budget to do two development paths. Mm-hmm. You know, was Blizzard always cross-platform?
Always.
Always. Yeah. No, but I don't know that it was always... The Mac version was always natively coded in Objective-C.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. When you guys started getting into that, I was dozing off.
Oh. Well, it's an important thing for the nerdcore who is like, is it really?
Hey, we try to have a broad range of topics.
No, I know. It was a little bit too much in the range of coding of games.
Here's a more modern day version for people who aren't gamers. It's when you hear people who are Android fans bitching that the app that they're getting is basically an iPhone app, just slightly redone, and it doesn't even make sense in the Android
environment. Yeah, or if it's just HTML5 and it's not coded natively for the OS.
Yeah, right. Instagram's a perfect example of some lame ass app because they just copied the Mac version. There are some things.
Well, that was the only version. What else
is it supposed to do?
Right. But, what else are they going to copy?
It has happened for the Mac. You know, if you've been a longtime Mac guy, you know when some half-assed Windows software got ported over.
Right, because it has a little X in the corner.
Mac software that
yeah.
Or it has the little, it's all boxy. Yeah, sure.
Right.
I guess, I mean, a lot of these games, though, what my original point was is that a lot of these games are not little dinky games. I mean, who makes the Lord of the Rings game? It's not some, like, dude in his basement.
No.
It's not?
Well, but I'm guessing it's not.
You can always have some snotty guy who's like, I'm not going to support that platform. I mean, look at Valve for the longest time. They were like, PlayStation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I see.
Mac was historically not a gaming system because video cards were not coming out for it. Faster hard drives were not coming out for it. And so all the gamers went to Windows because that's where all the development was. Now, we're still not quite 100% there, but there are more Mac users with high-end video cards.
Yeah.
You know, we're not running ATI Rage Pros anymore.
No.
Well, we're still not running top-of-the-line cards, but in any case, I think the fact that there are just more Mac owners out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Enough, or are there more
just a development team to do it?
Yeah.
Put the money and time in to do it.
I would think it'd be worth it. I mean, that's also what kept me away from things, too, because I've always been a Mac guy. And you know,
right. So you either wait 4 years for it to come from Mac.
I remember when people were playing that Lord of the Rings game. I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And I was like, nope, guess I won't. So,
yeah.
Oh, well. I also won't check out a clothing store in India. I'm not even trying to say the name of the city. But it's called Hitler.
And what do they sell there?
It's a clothing store.
Clothes.
Not even Hitler clothes, just clothes.
It's not
one of those things where it's like, maybe there was something, there was something lost in translation.
Yeah, does Hitler mean something else?
It wasn't. No. Like, because they dot the I with a swastika.
Do they really?
Yeah. Oh, wow, do they? I thought it was like bad translation, like cutlery.
Oh, my God.
No. Here's the story. The guy who half owns the shop, Rashish Shah, refuses to change the name unless he's compensated for all the money he spent on branding and the controversial sign.
Also, he thinks it's really funny.
Well, no, Hitler was a nickname given to his business partner's grandfather because of his strict nature. He added, frankly, until the time we applied for the trademark permission, I had only heard Hitler was a strict man. It was only recently that we read about Hitler on the internet.
What?
Wow.
Well,
I'd say what kind of cave are you living in? But in this case, I think they're actually living in caves.
Really? I'm telling you, it's his own fault for not doing his own research. Come on, just do a Google search for Hitler.
Just try and look for a Hitler domain and see what comes up.
To be fair, if they sanitize search results because things are illegal here and there, you're not going to find anything.
That might be, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Well, they said they spent 40,000 rupees on the banner, a couple of thousand on
rupees
visiting cards and branding activity.
Look, if they've got problems with rupees, Casey and I can just fire up Ocarina of Time and get those rupees back to him.
Not those
easily.
Maybe they could do a Kickstarter.
For rupees.
They could change it to Mao. So there's a picture of the guy holding his Hitler
Mao business. Heil prices every day.
Oh! He said that they had a cloth banner over the sign that said Hitler opening shortly, and nobody said anything about it. It wasn't until they pulled the banner down.
Yeah, we get rid of Heil prices.
Yeah, that's that's a bad idea, probably. Where do we go for bad ideas? I don't know. Was this a good idea or a bad idea? President Obama.
Ronald Reagan.
That's another.
Just kidding.
All right, we'll talk to that. We'll talk about that. Ronald Reagan. We'll get to that. Yeah. Obama jumped on Reddit today to do an MA or an AMA. Which is Ask Me Anything, for people that don't know about Reddit.
And I thought it was great. I liked his answers.
Yeah.
Were they real answers or were they campaign bull?
Were they the long-form answers? Or
Some were and some weren't.
Some were and some weren't. Yeah, he talked about, like people asked him about space program and some other
thing. It's just the equivalent of Bill Clinton going on MTV playing the saxophone.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's good. That works. It's
yeah,
good.
Because Obama's one of the boys hanging out on Reddit. Yeah. Okay. You know.
Hey, no one else did it.
Right. Exactly.
So whether or not, yeah. I mean, clearly he's not on there every day, but yeah, he did do it. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. That does make me wonder if there was some campaign intern going, you know what we gotta,
oh, I'm
we
sure.
gotta do. You know
oh,
what we
yeah,
gotta
totally.
Do.
Totally. Totally.
I'm sure. But then, like, I have this one friend who's a Republican, staunch Republican. He's like, what's Obama doing on Reddit? Shouldn't he be running the country?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, so if your buddy Romney was doing it, you'd be all over it thinking it was the best thing
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
It's...
I posted it, and I did get, like, a comment, like, meanwhile in Louisiana, you know, that whole thing.
It's like the country is powered by, like, two extension cords, and Obama's got to, like, hold them together. I can't let this shit go, man, because it's all going to fucking blow. You
need to remind your Republican friend that none of that matters. But, so then he also, like, somebody asked him who his favorite basketball player was and when they're going to post the recipe for White House beer.
You probably got screamed at for that.
No, not really.
No,
I want real
so.
Answers.
I don't
care
think
about that.
The only thing I saw, and mind you, the site was just slammed, so it was hard to read anything farther than what came up on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff I saw was fairly okay. There was he did have some bad grammar in the space answer.
He did.
Some guy was like, "It's an asteroid, not a asteroid."
I saw
asteroid.
That. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I just pulled it.
And now he's gonna go back to his friends. Like, I totally pwned Obama today.
Yeah.
He is an hero.
An hero. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. The RNC is going on in Florida, and there is a to-be-announced speaker on the rundown for the final night. And so everybody's like, who could it be? Who could it be? And, you know, some people are like, it's going to be Clint Eastwood, or it's going to be Sarah Palin or some other whatever. But the biggest... Maybe it's going to be, is that maybe it's going to be Ronald Reagan hologram.
Well. Yeah, get ready for that. Well.
Well, Romney.
Then, of course, the only two people that are holographic dead guests are going to be Tupac and Ronnie Reagan.
And they're going to
rap. Is this going to be the new thing now?
Well.
I hope so. Honestly, I hope so. I hope
really?
That's
Do you?
I hope that the ghost of Ronald Reagan shows up.
But when George Burns does a new stand-up show,
yeah.
He does,
then
oh God,
I'll be first online to see it.
When he does a movie with hologram John Denver, they do Oh God 50 or whatever.
No, they
could just use CGI the whole time. They could do that.
They could totally do that.
Oh God, could you imagine what TV is going to be like in 20 years?
He'd be a really good animatronic. You could totally do it.
When they were starting all this stuff, and Lucas was doing all the CG guys jumping around in the prequels, and Christopher Reeve was still around, I was like, you know what they could do?
Yeah.
Just put his head
on
a Superman and fly him around.
Oh, Archie!
Wait, what?
No, really, I could see them bringing back All in the Family simply to sort of bring it up to date.
It's called Family Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true too. Except they didn't have a talking dog in All in the Family. Well, they did. They had Meathead, but other than that,
yeah, I guess he was kind of the Brian character. When you think about it, he was all political and stuff.
Out of windows.
And then they had the episode where Edith got raped, and that wasn't funny.
Blah blah blah.
You know what else I heard on that show I was listening to? Are they rebooting The Rocketeer? Is that for real?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm. You're a big fan of the reboots, I've noticed.
No, it depends on... No, because I didn't see Total Recall.
And I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it depends on the reason why it needs to be done. Like, The Rocketeer should be redone because it didn't get the love that it deserved. It didn't do well in the box office. And I really think that it should be done... to start something good.
Now, would you? Is it totally redoing the story, or is it adding on to the story the way Tron did?
I have no idea.
Because Tron didn't totally remake it. It was a...
Well, Tron was a sequel, technically.
Yeah, right,
it was a sequel.
Exactly. So you do the sequel, or do you do a remake?
Yeah.
I mean, of The Rocketeer, do you think?
Oh, no, they said they're doing a remake, and I think should.
Probably.
Because everybody in that movie is just too old to play their parts right now.
Well, yeah, I know.
That's the only reason.
Well, if you made a sequel, then you just do their kids or some crap like that.
I guess.
And then it sucks. Yeah, so what else? The Sarah Palin stripper porn chick was at the RNC, apparently, stripping for delegates at the GOP-themed club in Tampa. Oh, yeah,
there were lots of, like...
As you do.
Covers. I like how there were a lot of stories about strip clubs in, like, Tampa.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
Pretty much.
She's been I would say doing Sarah Palin, but that's not quite what I mean. Since 2008, when she debuted in Who's Nailin' Palin.
Awesome.
Everybody should go check that one out. That's quality cinema right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on the same note, there's a woman who claims she has 100 orgasms per day. She has a rare medical condition.
It's a disease.
Apparently she's in a lot of pain, according to this article.
That probably would be very unpleasant when you think about it.
It'd be like having hiccups.
Yeah.
Well,
kind of not.
No, in the sense that, you know, you know what I mean. It's like, you know, it's fine, but when you're hiccuping for 2 hours...
Yeah, but you gotta have hiccups.
Yeah, but if I have one hiccup, I'm not feeling good.
No, I
not quite the same.
I'm just talking about a reflex.
I know what you mean. Yeah, she said she desperately tried to halt the sensation through various home remedies, but it persisted, resulting in over 200 orgasms in a period of 36 hours.
Wow.
Beep.
Yeah, they're thinking it's something like a. Abscess or something in her spine that's causing this kind of bodily reaction. Anything from like a light touch to a cool breeze to vibration in the car going over a bump, I guess heavy bass on, you know, music. Wow. Like she has to be careful, like what? Just, you know, giving phone people hugs or anything like that, and then has to, I guess, like take kind of, you know, figure out where she is at the time, you know, how well do I know these people? Do I have to run into the bathroom really quick and take care of this? Like,
I mean, does you think she has sex or is that just going to kill her?
The article was also saying that this is a rare condition, but everybody that has it is like just premenopausal. So it like, they're a little bit older women, and they're about to go through menopause.
That's where cougars came from.
And thus, cougars were born. So I'm thinking...
Mystery solved.
This couple, you know, they're probably like, I don't really care
She's
about
44.
Anymore. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Is that what happens at 44? Nobody cares about sex anymore?
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Other weird kind of things we have. Last night was the premiere of Abby and Brittany. This is another gem from TLC. With the
remember when TLC actually was a good channel?
When it was the Learning Channel and not the Circus Channel. I mean, let's face it. They have. What they have, like the Little People show, and they have what else?
They just like having
Big Tiny. What's that? Oh, that's the chronicles the lives of primordial dwarf siblings Bri and Brad Jordan.
Did you say primordial?
That's what this article says. I don't know what that means.
So that does that mean they're extra dwarfy?
I don't know. Huh. Anyway, this is the conjoined twins that have one body and two heads. And I'm going to go find this and watch it. I remember hearing about...
I hate circuses, but I'm going to go watch it.
Oh, no. I just don't like clowns.
Girls with two heads, all for it.
All for that, because I have so many questions. I remember hearing about these chicks a long time ago. And...
Well, we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, did we talk about it on this show?
Yeah, we did.
Because I know I've talked about it on some other shows, too.
Well, one of them is engaged. That was the problem. Oh. One of them is engaged, and then
That is a problem.
Well, so that was never confirmed, I guess. That it was like it was mentioned on XM Radio and then never spoke of again. And they say like, no, don't ask us about marriage or something like that. So I don't know if that was a real thing or not.
Okay. But that just opens up a whole can of worms.
Sure does. But if they did say somewhere that they, you know, they want to have babies. So, you know.
Well, good luck with that.
In the little preview clip I saw, it says that one of them controls the right side, one of them controls the left side. And the video is weird because, like, every other word they say at the same time. It's, I don't know if that's going to make it hard to watch or not. I don't know.
Hmm.
But I'm definitely going to, I'm going to go find this and watch it. Like, as soon as we're done. maybe after Futurama. We'll see. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Mike, you went to see the premiere of Doctor Who?
Yes, I did.
Last week, and Saturday?
It was this past Saturday, and it was a lot of fun, and it was in New York City at the Ziegfeld. It was with Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, and Carolyn, one of the producers. I forgot her last name.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
but it was a lot of fun. The theater is huge. If you've ever been to the Ziegfeld, they've got this massive theater and it held about 800 people. And so they showed the premiere of Doctor Who season 7 called Asylum of the Daleks. And they got up on stage before it started. Chris Hardwick, Nerdist,
mm-hmm.
He hosted the whole thing. And Matt Smith said, please, 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 please don't spoil the episode. And so
I can't what spoil happened? The
episode. I'm spoilers. Not telling you. Spoilers. That's right.
What did they show up in?
They showed up in DeLoreans.
That's awesome.
That was just amazing. I wasn't there to see it. I was in the theater and I was looking at the Twitter feed. Yeah, timey-wimey. I was looking at the Twitter feed and there are people posting from outside. And the people that were outside were the ones that were getting the autographs and we're inside and we got nothing.
Wah, wah, wah.
You're doing it wrong. Nothing, but they could have said
poorly.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just drive the DeLorean into the theater? Jesus Christ.
Why couldn't they have just called up Mike on his phone and said, hey, we're outside.
Come outside.
You probably should jump out here real quick. We'll sign your stuff. We're in DeLoreans. I know.
No, it would have been nice if they had signed stuff for people.
Well, because they probably weren't really officially doing that. That just happened. Yeah, you know, people caught them and that's what happened, whatever.
No, they walked across the street. They parked on one side of the street. They walked to the other side of the street where they had a fence and fans were sitting there and they signed autographs and took pictures. Huh.
Maybe they felt like the people that couldn't get in should get something too.
Nah, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway,
that's a nice
the episode was good. Very good. I can't really say anything about it.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be premiering on the BBC coming up here in
September Saturday.
Saturday? Is it Saturday?
This Saturday, yeah.
I guess I better pay my rent.
pay your electric bills.
Yeah, right. That's cool. I've been slowly still getting through the old episodes. I'm all caught up on the Matt Smith episodes, but I went back.
Yeah, so. I'm finally caught up too.
I'm caught up.
Some of these old ones are getting tough to get through, but
I do really want to like Matt Smith, but
I like Matt Smith. Whatever.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm an Amy Pond fan, mostly.
Well, who isn't?
Right? Martha Jones might not be. did we get everything? Did we talk about everything?
No, we didn't talk about Trollolo guy.
Do you want to listen to Tay Zonde singing Trollolo on the way out?
It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
What,
I don't know.
What?
I heard it. I was like, okay.
It well, late, it's, you know, dude. It's a.
It was
well,
cute.
It's a joining of memes or whatnot, internet thing.
Maybe you know what? The Tron guy can do some Star Wars stuff while singing Tra-la-la Rain.
Yes, please. Maybe. All the things.
The booger kid? You know, the booger kid? Is the son of someone that I work with. And we did a story about that. And it also involved like talking to the Keyboard Cat guy and a couple other people. And we talked to, like, they all have, like, these, there's, like, a YouTube meme agent that they have.
Oh, it's, my gosh.
And he's, I think he's in Portland, actually.
They show up at, like, RaffleCon, if I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but they make, like, kind of a crap load of money off of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, he said, like, generally it's $1,000 per million views, but then, like, there's merchandising. And apparently the Neon Cat guy was approached by a toy manufacturer, and so now he's going to be selling the shit out of his Neon Cat shit.
It's like, remember when you woke up one day and Angry Birds was freaking everywhere?
Yeah.
Cereals, candies, toy. I mean, I'm like, hey, you know, make somebody money, but wow.
Beep.
Why can't we come up with something like that? I mean, it can't be that hard.
Dude, we can sell Langley shower curtains.
Oh, that's a good idea. They're available at cafepress.com/shoplangley. I guess.
Plug.
Cafe Press.
Cafe Press is still there.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Well, anybody want to plug anything for the next 3 minutes and 10 seconds?
My ears.
Zing.
Nice.
Well, we already talked about the Nexicon. You guys
click
also do
here to subscribe. Click here.
I'll let Casey do it because I do it all the time. So
we got the Nexicon Infinite Loop show, which we just did prior to this show. Mike also does World of Warcast occasionally, This Week in Trek.
Is that show still on?
Yes.
And
he also does the
TGIFU.
NBC
TGIFU, which Apple will not let us post.
Which may need a rename.
I was going to deal with it this week. I told Nicole that I was going to deal with it this weekend, and then my Mac died. So
a valid excuse.
Then he got a new Mac and has been complaining about it ever since he got it.
I didn't want to buy one now. I wasn't ready to buy one now.
I wouldn't want to buy a year old Mac either.
Hey, whatever.
It's appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, people. See you next week.
La 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 la.
It's really.